Okay, so when it's pushed up, it's when it's pushed up, when it's pushed down, it's muted, correct?
It's the 4th of July from Atrium Health Ballpark. We've got the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Down East Wood Ducks on tap for you here on Bally Live and the Ballers Baseball Network. Jordan Juhas on the call, filling in for Dan Helody on this beautiful Tuesday evening in Kannapolis. Here's the starting lineup for the visiting Wood Ducks. It'll be Cam Cawley lead off, followed by Tommy Speck. Batting third, Donyer Cueva. In the four-hole, Ian Mahler. Batting fifth, Griffin Chaney. Batting sixth, Anthony Gutierrez. Batting seventh, Jesus Moreno. Batting eighth, JoJo Blackman. And rounding out the order for the Wood Ducks is number 44, Zion Bannister. It'll be Shane Murphy on the bump for the Cannonballers. 3-3 on the year, a 2.75 ERA. Has struck out five batters in each of his last five starts. And went five innings, giving up two hits, one run, one walk, and striking out seven in his last start. Going to be Cawley to lead it off for the Wood Ducks, batting 244 on the year. He'll dig in and just about underway from Atrium Health Ballpark. As that pitch is fouled back to the backstop, seven home runs on the year, 32 runs batted in. Starting at short. The lefty Murphy will set the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. A quick 0-2 count on the leadoff batter, Cawley. Umpires for today's game behind home plate, Trey Ward. And on the bases is Travis Brewer. 0-2 from Murphy, misses high. Cawley will go down swing. First punch out of the game for Murphy. One up, one down for the Cannonballers. And that'll send up the right fielder, number 37. Tommy Speck to the plate, batting 263 on the year, one home run, and 10 runs driven in. Ground ball to short. Baldwin charges from third on to first, and two up, two down for Murphy on the mound. And now at the plate for the Wood Ducks is Donyer Cueva. 270 average on the year. Four home runs and 29 runs batted in, starting at second base. Lefty digs in, Murphy deals. Pitch misses inside, four ball one. The Cannonballers are coming off an 11-1 win over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Mason Adams getting the win, punching out 11 in relief. Swing and a miss from the three-hole hitter, Cueva. Now 1-2 count on Cueva. Murphy looking for a 1-2-3 inning in this top of the first. Murphy sets, deals the 1-2. That one's driven to left. And Zilly there camps under it. And that'll end the inning. A quick 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Murphy. The Ballers coming to the plate in the bottom of the first. You're on the Ballers Baseball Network. back here from Kannapolis, bottom of the first, 1-2-3 inning in the top half for Shane Murphy. It'll be Mario Camille to lead off here for the Ballers. Takes the first pitch high for a ball, very patient at the plate. Leads the Caroline League with 57 walks, batting .267, 52 hits, and 36 runs driven in. That one catches the outside corner. It'll be Brian Mendoza on the bump for the Wood Ducks. That one misses inside. Last start against the Mudcats. Five innings, one hit, one walk, and two punch-outs. 1-0 on the year with a 2.4 ERA. 2-2 count on Camiletti. Mendoza winds and deals. That one's fouled off to the backstop. Great crowd on hand here in Kannapolis on the 4th of July. The 2-2 once again from Mendoza. Off-speed pitch in there for strike three. Mendoza getting his first strikeout of the game. That'll send up the two-hole hitter, Brooks Baldwin, batting .238 on year, 36 hits, 27 runs driven in, along with four home runs. We'll get you the Ballers lineup after the next out. Baldwin goes around for strike one. Big cut there from Baldwin for strike two. Only 17 to third so far on the bump for Mendoza on the year with 16 punch outs. There's number 17 on the year. Scratch that number 18. Two so far on the day. And now Bryce Willits to the dish for the Cannonballers. The lefty first baseman digs in. Batting .247 with 53 hits, 28 RBIs, and 8 long balls. Mendoza in the groove, striking out the first two batters he's seen. That one misses outside, 4-1. Catches the corner for a strike. One popped up and well out of play over our heads here in the broadcast booth. Two from Mendoza. Fly ball to center. Gutierrez is going to track it down. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Mendoza. Two punch outs and a fly out. Still scoreless after one. On the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the second from Atrium Health Ballpark. Jordan Juhas on the call here for Dan Helody. Will it be the cleanup batter, Ian Muller, to lead it off for the Wood Ducks. First pitch from Murphy. This is outside for ball one. Batting 181 on the year, four home runs and 21 runs driven in. Murphy with a quick 1-2-3, top of the first. Got a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. And that's the top three batters in the Wood Ducks lineup. Wood Ducks taking 4 of 6 against the Carolina Mudcats this past weekend. Had a 3-0 shutout last night at home in Kinston against the Mudcats. That one's fouled off. Ballers coming in at 40-34 on the year. Wood Ducks at 43-27. Wood Ducks top of the Carolina League. An 8-game lead over the Mudcats. And the Cannonballers third in the Carolina South. Myrtle Beach leading that with a record of 43-31, followed by Columbia at 40-34, tied with the Ballers. A 3-2 count on the catcher, Mahler. Both teams yet to get a base runner on. Lefty Murphy deals. Ground ball to third. Scooped up by Baldwin on to first. And a 5-3 put out to begin this top half of the second. And that's going to send up the third baseman, number 16, Griffin Chaney, batting 175 on the year. 3 home runs and 15 runs driven in. Murphy, a 14th round pick in 2022. Pitching well so far in this July 4th matchup. Quick 0-2 count on the third baseman, Chaney. The lefty sets and deals. That one misses. Chaney will swing and miss at that one. It's the second punch out of the day for Murphy. And that sends up the left fielder, number 13, Anthony Gutierrez. Batting 246 on the year, one home run, and 18 runs driven in. Foul tips that one to the backstop. One count on the 18-year-old Gutierrez. Murphy deals in there for a strike. And Murphy is one strike away from another 1-2-3 inning. The pitch, ground ball to short. As a shortstop, Sanchez has trouble with it. And that's going to be an E6 on the shortstop. Wilbur Sanchez. And the first base runner for either team so far on this Tuesday evening. Now Jesus Moreno at the plate. Batting 159 on the year, one home run and three runs driven in. DHing tonight wearing number 41. Murphy throws to first. Trying to pick off the runner at first base. Half the error by the shortstop, Sanchez. Pitch from Murphy. Ground ball to short. Sanchez throws on to first. And that'll end the inning. So a clean inning for Murphy besides the error at short by Sanchez. Still scoreless. Ballers coming to the plate here in the bottom of the second. Bottom of the second from Kannapolis. Still scoreless. Mendoza pitched a 1-2-3. Bottom of the first. Struck out Camaletti as well as Baldwin. And then got Willits to fly out to center. As a screamer sent back to the boxes here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Everyone looks to be okay. Wonderful crowd on hand here on July 4th as that one's popped up to right field. And Spate tracks that one down for the first out. Yannicker Betancourt now at the dish for the ballers. DH wearing number 32. Batting 209 with 18 hits, 3 home runs, and 14 runs driven in. Drives that one up the middle, and we've got our first hit of the ball game. As Betancourt gets on with a single to center. And now Chris Lanzilli to the dish. Batting 268 on the year, 11 hits and 5 runs driven in. Takes that one inside, 4-1. Betancourt takes a lead at first. That one's drilled to center. Center fielder Gutierrez making the play close to the warning track for the second out of the inning. As Lanzilli gave that one a ride. And that'll send up the right fielder, number 10, Drake Logan. Batting 197 with 35 hits, 3 home runs, and 15 runs driven in. One on, two out for the Cannonballers. Mendoza deals. One called for an inside strike. Rushes Logan off the plate with a pitch inside. Logan, a 19th round pick in the 2022 draft. Awaits the pitch. That one's in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes, two away. Still scoreless in the bottom of the second. Betancourt on first for the Ballers. Mendoza deals. Foul tip to the backstop as Logan stays alive. The 1-2 once again. Fouled off into the mesh. In there for strike three, late call from the home plate umpire. And Logan will go down on strikes. That'll end the inning. Be back for the third inning on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the third here from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It'll be JoJo Blackman to lead off. 8-9-1 due up for the Wood Ducks. It'll be Blackman, Bannister, and the leadoff batter, Cauley. Bunt right to the third baseman, Baldwin, for the first out. One pitch, one out. Or Murphy on the mound. And Now the nine-hole batter, Zion Bannister, to the plate for the Wood Ducks, batting 196 on the year. Still looking for his first long ball. Has driven in five runs halfway through the season. Murphy deals. First hit here for the Wood Ducks as that one gets through the right side and between first and second. It's a one-out single for Bannister. And now back to the top of the order in Cam Cauley. Led off the game with a strikeout. So now one hit for both teams. Ground ball to third. And it's going to be an infield single. So it looks like it's going to be an error on the third baseman, Baldwin. Should have been shortstop's ball there. Could have been an easy double play for the Cannonballers. But Baldwin charging and knocking the ball down. Tommy Spate at the plate, grounded out to third in the first inning. Now an error in both, in back-to-back innings now for the Ballers. One for Sanchez and now one for Baldwin. One away here for Murphy. Runners on first and second for the Wood Ducks. Murphy throws back to second. And just about gets the runner at second base. Very close call made by the field umpire, Travis Brewer. Spate in 0-2 count. Awaits the pitch. Misses outside for the first ball. Now 1-2 count. Bannister at second. Cauley at first. Big cut there from Spate. Another punch out here for Murphy. His third of the ball game. Now Cueva to the plate with two away. Flew out to shallow left in the first inning. Murphy deals, ground ball to second. Scooped up by Camiletti on to first. And that'll end the inning. So no damage done by the error at third by Baldwin. We're still scoreless from Kannapolis. Be back with the bottom of the third on the Ballers Baseball Network. Baseball fans, in this beautiful July, we would like to Bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Ballers. Ryan McCarthy, Wilbur Sanchez, and the top of the order in Mario Camaletti. As that one's going to hit McCarthy. And the Ballers get a base runner here to start this bottom of the third. Took the pitch off the shoulder on the first pitch from Mendoza. And that'll bring Wilbur Sanchez to the plate, the shortstop wearing number one, batting 218 on the year, 34 hits, 2 home runs, and 24 runs driven in. Ballers trying to filter back to the top of the order in Camaletti. Only one hit so far for Kannapolis. Mendoza deals. There's a high drive to left. Nice diving play by the left fielder Blackman. As McCarthy retreats back to first, but an incredible grab in left field by JoJo Blackman. Saving extra bases and likely a run for the Cannonballers, as that one would likely got to the wall. And now the top of the order at the plate in Mario Camaletti. After the shoestring grab in left field by JoJo Blackman. Camaletti struck out in the bottom of the first. Pitch from Mendoza. Easy stolen base for McCarthy. To be the first stolen base of the year for McCarthy. So first runner in scoring position for the Ballers in this ball game. Camaletti in a 2-0 count. Mendoza deals. In there for a strike. Camaletti not happy with the call by the home plate umpire. And Trey Ward. Misses outside, a 3-1 count. One away for the Wood Ducks defense. Runner on second for the Ballers, still scoreless in the bottom of the third. Camaletti now in a full count after a swing and a miss. Ballers in all white uniforms, blue helmets. Wood Ducks and yellow tops and gray pants. Payoff pitch from Mendoza. Slice through the shortstop hole. They're going to hold up the runner. McCarthy at third. Runners on the corners for the Ballers with only one away. Brooks Baldwin at the plate. Struck out in his first plate appearance in the first inning. Has driven in 27 runs on the year. Along with 4 deep flies. Lefty Mendoza sets deals, lays down the bunt. Mendoza throws on to first. So we'll get the runner in Baldwin at first. McCarthy looked to try and score. Mendoza looked back to third. Time called by the Wood Ducks. Infield coming in to the mound. Cannonballers have runners on second and third. Camaletti on second. And McCarthy on third. It'll be Bryce Willits at the plate with two away. And he began with a hit by pitch to McCarthy. He's able to steal second. Sanchez then flew out to left on the beautiful shoestring grab by Blackman. Camaletti singled into shallow left. And Baldwin just laid down that sacrifice. Mendoza with the 1-3 put out. Willits digs in. Misses outside for a ball. Willits in his last plate appearance flew out to center field in the first inning. To give Kannapolis the lead and our first run of the ball game. One count on the lefty. Eighteenth round pick in 2022. Mendoza deals. That one's popped up into shallow. Wright's going to get down. One run's going to score. Here comes Camaletti. And that's a two-run single for Bryce Willits. He gives Kannapolis the lead here in the bottom of the third. And a tough play for the right fielder and the second baseman. Just caught in no man's land. Not hit very hard off the bat. 2-0 ballers. That's a deep fly to right field. Just about had the distance, but foul down the right field line. McCarthy and Camaletti cross the dish. Two runs on, three hits for the ballers. No runs on, one hit for the Wood Ducks. Now Colby Smelly at the plate. Flew out to right field. Runner takes off for second. Tag applied. And Willits is out trying to swipe second. So two runs across for Kannapolis. It's a two-run single for Bryce Willits. Top of the fourth coming on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Welcome back here on Ballers Baseball Network and MILB.TV. 2-0 lead for Kannapolis after a two-run single in the bottom of the third. First pitch, ground ball to third. And it's going to be a 5-3 putout to start this fourth inning. Griffin Chaney now at the plate, struck out in the second inning. Murphy deals, bunt shown, is going to be inside for a ball. Murphy only allowing one hit so far, through three and a third. Had a clean first inning, a 1-2-3 first. Would have had a 1-2-3 second, but an error at short. And then gave up a one-out single to Bannister in the third inning. And so far, 3 1/3, three punch-outs, 37 pitches, 28 across, four strikes. That's going to get down the left field line. Lanzilli cuts it off quickly. And a one-out single for Griffin Chaney. And he'll be followed up by Anthony Gutierrez, the left fielder. Reached on the error by the shortstop Sanchez in the second inning. Takes the first pitch low for a ball. Beautiful night at the ballpark. Happy July 4th to everyone out there. Great crowd on hand here at Atrium Health. Expecting 5,000 fans tonight in Kannapolis. Two-one count on Gutierrez. Chaney leads at first as that one's fouled off. Chaney does have six stolen bases on the year. Popped up down the right field line. Logan will make the play just in fair territory on the right field line for the second out. Jesus Moreno now up with two away. Grounded out to short to end the second inning. Pitch from Murphy, foul tip for strike one. Annapolis usually very clean in the fielding department, second in the Carolina League. 976 percentage coming into this ballgame. Only 60 errors on the year now, 62. Halfway through the season, Chopper to first. Fielded by Wiltz, throws to the pitcher, Murphy, and they'll get the out at first. So nothing here for the Wood Ducks. As we head to the bottom of the fourth in Kannapolis. Smelly lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. Live here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. 2-0 lead for the Cannonballers. A two-run single from Bryce Willits in the bottom of the third gave Kannapolis the lead. Two runs on three hits for Kannapolis. And no runs on two hits for the Wood Ducks. Mendoza still on the bump for Down East. That one misses outside. Mendoza so far, three innings, three hits, two runs. No walks and three strikeouts. ERA now at a flat three. It's a full count on Colby Smelly. Mendoza deals. That one's fouled off and out of play. Smelly flew out in the second inning. That one misses. We have our first walk of the ball game. Smelly's on with a free pass. Now Yonaker Betancourt at the plate for Kannapolis. Got the first hit for the Ballers back in the second inning. Now 50 pitches for Mendoza. 31 across, four strikes. Betancourt awaits the pitch. They catch the inside corner for a strike. Now 1-1 count. 91 on the gun. Off speed, back to Mendoza, on to second, back to first. And a nice double play for the Wood Ducks. Everyone cheering for the dog picking up the bat at home plate. A little confused there after a double play by the home team, but man's best friend wins over baseball, I'd say. So now two-way for Mendoza. He deals. As Lanzilli can't hold up, goes around for strike one. A 1-4-3 double play off the bat of Betancourt. Mendoza deals. Inside for a ball. One big cut there from Lanzilli. Flew out to center in the second inning. The lefty Mendoza winds and deals. Off of Mendoza's glove. On to second, on to first. And that'll end the inning. So nothing here for Kannapolis. As we head to the fifth at Atrium Health Ballpark. You're watching baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Top of the fifth here from Kannapolis. Jordan Uhas on the call here for Dan Helody. Filling in here on July 4th. We've got a 2-0 game in Kannapolis. 2-0 lead for the Ballers. 2 runs on 3 hits. And no runs on 2 hits for the Wood Ducks. Shane Murphy still on the mound for Kannapolis. As that one's ground to third. Chaney on to first. Hitter Zion Bannister at the plate. Singled in the third. Murphy deals. Ground ball to third once again. Nice throw there from Baldwin. Across his body. And 2 pitches, 2 outs here for Shane Murphy. Back-to-back ground outs to third. And that'll send up Cam Cauley. Back at the top of the order for the Wood Ducks. Cauley struck out in the first. Reached on an error by Baldwin in the third inning. Left heel, wind a deal. That one misses high for a ball. Only 52 pitches so far for Murphy. 38 across for a strike. Ground ball back to Murphy. He'll field throw on to first. And another 1-2-3 inning for Shane Murphy. Kannapolis coming to the plate in the bottom half. You're watching Baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Pitching change here for the Wood Ducks. In the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Damian Mendoza taking over on the mound for Down East. Final line for Brian Mendoza. Four innings, three hits, two earned runs, one walk, and three punch outs. Mendoza on the season, 2-3. 5.04 ERA, 30 and a third innings pitched, and 34 strikeouts. So the 6'1" righty takes over on the mound. Undrafted free agent in 2017. As that one's lined up the middle. It's a leadoff single for Drake Logan. His first hit of the game. And that'll send up the center fielder, number 37, Ryan McCarthy. Hit by a pitch in the third inning and came around to score on the two-run single from Bryce Willits. Cannonballers trying to extend their 2-0 lead. McCarthy lines that one up the middle. Shortstop's going to take it himself. And a nice double play by the shortstop, Cauley. But shifting towards the second base bag, scooped it up, tagged the bag, and threw on to first for the double play. That sends up the shortstop number one. Wilbur Sanchez was robbed of extra bases and a hit by the left fielder JoJo Blackman. Back in the third inning, but that one's up the middle. The second hit of the inning for the Ballers. And now the top of the order at the plate in Mario Camaletti. Struck out in the first, singled in the third. came around to score on the two-run single from Bryce Willits. Two runs on, five hits for Kannapolis. No runs on, two hits for the Downeast Wood Ducks. Mendoza sets, throws to first, trying to catch the runner Sanchez sleeping. Mendoza's last outing, pitched two innings on June the 30th, gave up two hits while striking out three batters against the Carolina Mudcats out of Zebulon, North Carolina. No balls and two strikes on Camaletti. Sanchez at first, two away. Mendoza deals, ground ball to first. Nice play by the first baseman Bannister. He'll tag the bag, and that'll end the inning. Only two singles for the Cannonballers as we head to the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Back here in Kannapolis, still a 2-0 game. Two runs on, five hits for the Cannonballers. No runs on, two hits for the Wood Ducks. So we have a new pitcher in the ballgame. Will be Connor Pellerin. Taking over on the mound. That looks to be the day for Shane Murphy. Murphy's final line, five innings, two hits, no runs, no walks. Three strikeouts, ERA now down to a 2.52. signed as a free agent, 6'4", 210 pounds, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Spade walked, that one's in the dirt for a ball. Quaven, his last plate appearance, grounded out in the third. He flew out in the first as well. Grounded to first. Fielded by Willits, thrown. Underhand to Pellerin, will get the first out of the inning. That'll move the runner Spate over to third. Put out. Mueller now at the plate. Catcher is grounded out to third in both plate appearances. Has a chance to drive a run in. Only 90 feet away. Starting to cool down here at the ballpark. Now 85 degrees here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. We appreciate you joining us on this July 4th. Great crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Count on the catcher. That one's going to be in the dirt. Another walk issued here from Pellerin. Second walk of the inning. Now Griffin Cheney to the plate. Struck out in the second, singled in the fourth. Only one out for the Cannonballers. Big cut there from Cheney for strike one. Cheney does have a lot of speed. Going to be tough to turn two on a ground ball. The second baseman, Camaletti, shifting very close to the second base bag. Dribbler back to the pitcher, Pellerin. He'll throw on to first. That one's going to be in the dirt and past the first baseman, Willits. Spate's going to score. Runners now at second and third. As the Wood Ducks cut this to a one-run ball game, it's now 2-1. That's going to be an error on the pitcher, Pellerin. Third error of the day for the ballers. So the dribbler just a couple feet away in the dirt. Pellerin grabbed the ball, threw on to first. Willits tried to stretch for it. Got past the first baseman towards the Kannapolis bullpen, allowing Spate to come around and score. And now runners at second and third. And Anthony Gutierrez at the plate. It's a tough pill to swallow here if you're Shane Murphy. Looking out onto the field. After pitching five scoreless, that one's popped up. Willits gives it a look. It's going to be out of play into the second row on the first base side. Gutierrez reached on an error in the second and flew out to right field in the fourth. That one's grounded up the middle. One run's going to score. And a wave around the go-ahead run. As Cheney slides in safely. And two runs are to score. Now a 3-2 ball game as the Wood Ducks take the lead. Now Jesus Moreno at the plate. Pellerin deals. Runner takes off for third. And the runner's going to be out at third. As both benches are going to clear, it looks like. As all heck has broke loose here on the field. The third baseman, Baldwin, went to apply the tag on Gutierrez, who reached. And it looked like as Gutierrez got up, he threw a swing at the third baseman, Baldwin. Both benches clear. And how about some fireworks here in the top of the sixth before we even have a show after the ball game? The umpire is clearing the field. Crowd on their feet here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Not something you see every day at the ballpark. Cannonballers and the Wood Ducks channeling Rufin Odor and Jose Bautista. Circa 2016. But the field is cleared. So Gutierrez tagged out at third and was thrown out of the ballgame by the base umpire, Travis Brewer. Trying to steal third. So Moreno awaits the pitch, all calm now at the ballpark. Great job by the umpires clearing the field. And both teams returning to play as that one misses high and inside. 4-4 to Moreno. So now third walk of the inning issued by Pellerin. Left fielder JoJo Blackman at the plate. Catches the inside corner for a strike. Popped up. The bunt to third in the third inning and grounded out to third in the fifth. Three runs across in the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks. And he began with a walk to Spate and a ground ball. Back to Pellerin, was able to get the out at first base. A walk issued to Mueller. Cheney then reached on the error by the pitcher Pellerin. Two-run single for Gutierrez. He went to steal third. Swung a punch and got thrown out. And then a walk issued to Moreno. That one's fouled back to the backstop by Blackman. So three runs across in this top of the sixth with only one hit. Three walks and one error. That one's driven down the right field line, but well foul and out of play. Zion Bannister waiting on deck. It's a 2-2 count on JoJo Blackman. Moreno at first after the walk. Pellerin deals. That one misses high. Some activity in the Kannapolis bullpen. Runner takes off for second. That's going to be ball four. Back-to-back walks issued to Moreno and Blackman. It's the fourth walk of the inning. It's going to be a mound visit here for the Cannonballers. Three runs on three hits. For the Wood Ducks. And two runs on five hits for the Ballers. They do have four errors in the game. Runners on first and second. Moreno at second, Blackman at first. Zion Bannister, the nine-hole hitter at the dish. Pellerin deals. That one's foul tipped for strike one. Long top of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Wood Ducks have just about batted around. Four walks issued, only one hit in the inning. Bannister awaits the 0-1 pitch. This outside for a ball. Big cut there from Bannister for strike two. One ball, two strikes, two on for the Wood Ducks. They lead 3-2. Pellerin winds and deals. That one's across for strike three as Bannister goes down looking. And that'll end the top of the sixth. The Wood Ducks take the lead. A couple walks and an error from the Cannonballers. It's now 3-2 Wood Ducks as we head to the bottom of the sixth on Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. back here in Kannapolis, bottom of the sixth. It's a 3-2 game, three runs across in the top of the sixth inning after a shaky top half from Pellerin. Kannapolis trying to regain the lead or take the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be 2-3-4 due up for the ballers. Baldwin, Willits, and Smelly here in this sixth inning. Two balls and no strikes on Baldwin, who struck out in the first. Laid down the sacrifice in the third inning. So with Gutierrez getting ejected, the left fielder Blackman now taking over in center field. And Andres Mesa, the 5'11" outfielder, now taking over in left field. Chopper down the third base line. That's going to be a hit for Brooks Baldwin. His first hit of the ball game. Send up the first baseman, number 27, Bryce Willits. Drove in two runs with a single in the third inning. One for two on the day. Flew out in the first as well. Lefty digs in, awaits the pitch. Big cut there for strike one. Mendoza still in relief of Brian Mendoza. Does have a lot of pop, 8 home runs and 30 runs driven in on the year. Lefty awaits the 1-1 pitch. Mendoza sets and deals. That one's popped up into left. Mesa there for the out. Smelly now at the plate. Flew out in the third, walked in the fourth inning. The ballers do have the tying run at first and Brooks Baldwin. Smelly batting 340 with a small sample size. 18 hits and 5 runs driven in. Big cut there for strike one. Teenth round draft pick in 2021. Hailing from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Has played a little bit in high A ball with Winston-Salem. Trying to contribute here for the ballers. Ground ball to third. Scooped up by the third baseman, Chaney, onto second. Back to first, and that'll end the inning. So another double play ensued here by the ballers. It's still 3-2. We head to the seventh in Kannapolis. You're watching the Cannonballers and the Wood Ducks on Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Pitching change here for the Ballers in the top of the seventh. It'll be Horacio Andujar taking over. On the mound, third pitcher so far for Kannapolis. Comes into the ball game, 2-1 on the year in 11 games, a 4.5 ERA, 20 innings with 14 strikeouts. Native of the Dominican Republic, traded over from the Dodgers organization. Back in March of this season. That one misses for a ball. Top of the order at the plate for the Wood Ducks in Cam Cauley. Struck out in the first, reached on an error in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. Three runs on three hits for the Wood Ducks. Two runs on six hits for the Cannonballers. Andujar deals a 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Payoff pitch in the dirt. Another walk here for the Wood Ducks. Four walks were issued in the sixth inning by Pellerin. Cam Cauley leads off the seventh with a walk. Now Tommy Spate at the plate. Grounded out in the first. Struck out in the third and led off the sixth with a walk. And eventually came around to score. Andujar deals. Nice scoop by the catcher. Throw to second is going to be in time. Nice play by the Ballers defense. As Smelly threw on to first to Willits. As Cauley was taking off for second, Willits fired a strike to second. And Camaletti tagged him out. Great play by the infield for the Cannonballers. Now one away. And a 1-0 count on Spate. Andujar deals. That one's popped up and out of play. Nice play by Andujar in the circle. Throws on to first. He's able to shuffle and scoop the ball right at his feet. Three put out. Now Donyer Cueva at the plate. Flew out in the first. Ground out in the third. Ground out in the sixth. Ground ball to first. Willits scoops it up, throws on to Andujar, who tags the bag. And that'll end the inning. The leadoff walk issued to Cauley. Nice defense from the Cannonballers. It's a scoreless top half of the seventh. Cannonballers coming to the plate. And the bottom half on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Yeah. Yonaker Betancourt to lead off. This bottom of the seventh will be Betancourt, Lanzilli, and Logan due up for the Ballers. Three runs on, three hits for the Wood Ducks. Two runs on, six hits for the Cannonballers. First pitch misses inside for a ball. Mendoza in relief. That one's sky to shallow right. And nice slide and grab by the right fielder, Spake, calling off the second baseman. Mendoza so far in relief, two and a third, three hits. No runs, no walks, no punch outs. So Betancourt flies out to right. Chris Lanzilli now at the dish, flew out in the second inning. Rounded out in the fourth. Mendoza deals. First pitch swing. That one's going to get through the shortstop and the third baseman for a one-out single. Blake Logan now at the plate. One for two on the day. Struck out looking in the second. Singled. Lead off the fifth. Count now on Logan. 19th round pick in 2022. Hailing from San Diego, California. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike at 79 on the gun. Logan will go down looking on the third call, on the strike three call. Now two outs for the Wood Ducks. And Ryan McCarthy to the plate, hit by a pitch in the third, came around to score on the two-run single from Willits. And then hit to a 6-3 double play in the fifth inning. As a shortstop call, he took it himself, tagged the bag. And threw out to first. Drawn to first, I should say. So McCarthy digs in. Two away. Runner at first in Lanzilli. Now going to be caught in a rundown. Almost scooped a second by Cauley. But Lanzilli in safely to second. Ballers have the tying run in scoring position. Looks like some activity in the Wood Ducks bullpen. Wyatt Sparks going to get loose. One-0 count on McCarthy. Big cut from the lefty. Oh, Only 5 hits so far on the season for McCarthy. He's still looking for his first RBI and a cannonball as uniform. Back-to-back swings and misses. Now 1-2 count. 9-0 hitter Wilbur Sanchez waiting on deck. Throw to second is in time. Great pickoff there from Mendoza through right to the glove of Cauley. Applied the tag right on the hand, and that'll end the inning. It's a tough break there for the Ballers. Wood Ducks coming to the plate in the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the eighth here in Kannapolis. It's still a 3-2 score. Wood Ducks with the lead. 3 runs on 3 hits for the Wood Ducks. 2 runs on 7 hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Andujar still in relief for Kannapolis. The Cannonballers took a 2-0 lead in the third inning. A 2-run single from Willits. And then the Wood Ducks answering back in the top of the sixth. Tough inning for Pellerin on the mound. Issued 4 walks. Had an error. And a 2-run single from Gutierrez before he got thrown out of the ballgame. That one's in there for strike 3. First punch out of the day for Andujar. That sends up the third baseman, number 16, Griffin Chaney. Struck out in the second, singled in the fourth. And reached on the error by the pitcher Pellerin in the sixth inning. Balls and one strike on Chaney. That's a high pop up into center. McCarthy will call for it and make the play. So 2 up, 2 down for Andujar. Andres Mesa at the dish for the Wood Ducks. After Anthony Gutierrez got thrown out of the game for throwing a punch at the third baseman, Baldwin. Both benches cleared. So not too much after that. Mesa takes the first pitch for a strike. Andujar deals. That one's driven to right center. Logan will camp under it. And that'll end the inning. Nice 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Andujar. The Ballers are coming to the plate in the bottom of the eighth. Bottom half of the eighth year from Kannapolis. Jordan Juhas on the call, filling in for Dan Helody here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We've got the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Down East Wood Ducks in action here for you. 3-2 lead for the Wood Ducks. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for Down East. It's number 31, Wyatt Sparks. 3-1 so far on the year in 13 games, a 5.26 ERA. In 25 and two-thirds innings with 22 punch-outs. 23rd round pick by the Rangers in 2018. McCarthy will lead off the inning. He's at the plate. And Lanzilli got tagged out at second. Yeah, easy 4-3 put out for the Wood Ducks on the ground ball to second. Now the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez, to the plate. Flew out to left field in the third. On a beautiful dive and grab by Blackman, who's now in center field. And singled in the fifth inning. Both teams back in action tomorrow at 7. 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. And then finish out the series at 1 o'clock on Sunday, July the 9th. Count on Sanchez. Top of the order waiting on deck in Camaletti. Say that Sanchez went around. Now a 2-1 count. Sparks deals. Called a strike. One away here in this bottom of the eighth. 2-2 count on Sanchez. 3-2 lead for the Wood Ducks over the Cannonballers. That one misses outside. Now a full count. As Sparks winds and deals the payoff pitch. That one misses outside. And the Cannonballers get the tying run on the base path here in the bottom of the eighth with one away. Mario Camaletti now at the plate. As stated earlier in the broadcast, leads the Carolina League with 57 walks. Struck out in the first, singled in the third. Grounded out to first in the fifth inning. Schoesbunt pulls back, 4-1. Three hits on the year, 36 runs driven in. Chopped foul down the first baseline. Sparks, the third pitcher used so far for the Wood Ducks. As it was Brian Mendoza starting the game. 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 3 punch outs. And then Damian Mendoza came in. 3 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 1 punch out. And now Sparks in the ballgame. Two count on Camaletti, the pitch. Ground ball off the glove of Sparks, scooped up by Cauley. Salen's thrown on to first, but Sanchez into scoring position. Now Brooks Baldwin to the plate. Struck out in the first, made down the sack bunt in the third, and singled in the sixth inning. Baldwin can find some grass, easily tie this ball game up at 3. A lot of speed on second base in Sanchez. Takes the first pitch outside, 4-1. Does have some pop, 4 home runs on the year, 27 runs driven in. Takes that one high now. 2 and no strikes. Bryce Willett's waiting on deck. Only 2 RBIs so far on the evening for the ballers. Two-oh pitch from Sparks. Right down the pike for strike one. Foul tips that one to the backstop. Now in a 2-2 count. So 2s across the board. 2 outs. 2 and 2 strikes. Not on Camelay, excuse me. Baldwin. So Baldwin in a 2-2 count with 2 away. Runner on second in Sanchez. Wood Ducks lead 3-2. Sparks deals. That one misses high. Now a full count. Swing and a miss there from Baldwin. And they'll strand Sanchez at second base. Wood Ducks get out of the jam. They still lead 3-2. We're going to the ninth here in Kannapolis. You're watching the Cannonballers and the Wood Ducks on Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Top of the ninth here from Kannapolis, still a 3-2 game. The Cannonballers threatened with a runner on second in Sanchez. Andujar still on the bump in relief. It'll be 7-8-9 due up for the Wood Ducks. Moreno, Blackman, and Bannister. Moreno grounded out in the second, as well as a ground out in the fourth, and walked in the sixth inning. Andujar deals the 0-2. That one's drilled down the left field line. It's going to get towards the corner. Moreno looking for a second. And it's going to be a stand-up leadoff double here for Jesus Moreno. His first hit of the ball game. And the Wood Ducks trying to add some insurance in this ninth inning. First hit, Andujar has given up in relief. Fans booing here for Kannapolis. Andujar checking first base, possibly seeing if Moreno didn't tag the bag while rounding first. Blackman pops that one up, and it's going to be out of play. Into the stands. Blackman popped up in the third inning, grounded out in the fifth, and walked in the sixth. The lefty now back in the box, and 0-1 count. Andujar looks at the runner, he'll deal. Chopper to second, the shortstop will field it after shifting over towards the second base side. So Sanchez throws to first. For the first out of the inning, but Moreno able to get into third base. And that sends up the nine-hole hitter, Zion Bannister. Singled in the third, grounded out in the fifth, and struck out looking to end the sixth inning. Cannonballers could use a strikeout or a pop out here. Try and strand the runner at third. Swing and a miss. Four strike one. Cannonballers do have 3-4-5 coming up in the bottom of the ninth. Foul tipped. Four strike two. Andujar sets and deals. Ground ball to short. Sanchez lays out to try and knock it down, but it's going to get through. It's going to be an RBI single for Zion Bannister. Picks up RBI number six on the year. And it's now a 4-2 game here in Kannapolis. Back to the top of the order in Cam Cauley. Struck out in the first inning. Reached on an error in the third, grounded out in the fifth, and walked in the seventh inning. Pitch from Andujar in the dirt, 4-1. Runner takes off for second from his knees. The throw gets into center field. But Bannister to stay at second base and with the stolen base. To Colley, big cut there for strike one. That one's fouled off for strike two. Annapolis trying to keep this at a 4-2 game. With the heart of the order coming up in the bottom half of the ninth. Andujar's 2-2 in the dirt. Count is now full on the leadoff batter, Colley. Chopper up the middle, fielded by Sanchez on to first. We'll get the speedy Colley, four out number two. Moreno now able to get to third base. Tommy Spate now at the plate. Ground out in the first, struck out in the third, walked and scored in the sixth, and grounded out in the seventh inning. Four runs on five hits for the Wood Ducks. Two runs on seven hits for the Cannonballers. First game of the six-game series. Beautiful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The wonderful crowd on July 4th. Spate gives that one a ride right into the glove of Logan in right field. Last chance coming up for the Cannonballers. They trail 4-2. It'll take two to tie and three to win for Kannapolis. You're watching Baseball on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Last chance here for the Cannonballers in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 4-2. Four runs on five hits for the Wood Ducks. Two runs on seven hits for the Cannonballers. It'll be 3-4-5 due up for Kannapolis. First pitch to Bryce. Wiltz on the ground to short on to first. One up, one down in this bottom of the ninth for the Wood Ducks defense. Now the cleanup batter, Colby Smelly at the plate. Flew out in the second. Walked in the fourth. And grounded into a double play in the sixth inning. Fouls that one off. Hope everyone's enjoying their July 4th. Here on this Tuesday, we appreciate you tuning in, wherever you may be. Smelly lifts that one to short, right into the glove of the shortstop, Cauley. And the ballers are down to their last out. Yonaker Betancourt, last chance for the ballers. Takes the pitch inside for a ball. One from Sparks. In there for a strike. And that one's in there. Four, strike three, as Betancourt goes down looking. And that'll end the ball game. Final score here from Atrium Health Ballpark. The Wood Ducks 4, the Cannonballers 2. Winning pitcher for the Wood Ducks is Damian Mendoza. 3 innings, 4 hits, 1 strikeout. And the losing pitcher for the Cannonballers is Pellerin. Came in that 6th inning, gave up 3 runs. 1 inning, 1 hit. 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 4 walks. Both teams back in action tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We appreciate you listening here on Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. My name is Jordan Uhas. Have a great rest of your 4th of July. And go Ballers!